Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 53, which we taped on September 25th, 2012, in the newly named Wheels Brewing Co. Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Adam and I were joined this week by Curtis James and Dave Wheeler, and had a great time, lots of great banter, really fun round of Movie Bluff. Check it out. But before we get to that, a couple things that I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find photos of our guests, articles that Adam and I are writing, which is a new feature, as well as an archive of all of our episodes and bonus tracks like mic checks and games that we play after the show. Definitely check all of those out. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter, at Buffer Podcast. Please follow us so that you can get updates about the website and postings of the show and bonus tracks. Now that that's out of the way, here's episode 53. Enjoy.
So where were we?
So why don't we start now?
Okay.
Saying that we're in Dan's living room.
Yes.
So, hey, phone call. So thank you guys for being on the show. It just started vibrating in my hand. I was very confused. Dave, Curtis, thank you for being on the show. Episode 53, I believe, on September 25th. So thank you guys for coming back on the show.
Ahoy, ahoy. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Feel free to acknowledge. Yes. It's just like,
I am here.
Please say something back.
Yes, we are here.
I am present in the
script
Dan's
is right
living
here.
Room studio.
Yes.
Just read the cue cards, please.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sell that.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
So what are you guys watching? What are you guys listening to right now in terms of streaming media?
Yep.
What?
Who's going first?
Pick. Hop into it.
You're on the right, so I think you should go first.
Okay, yeah.
You have the right of way.
So last time I was here, I was talking highly on Sons of Anarchy.
Yes.
Caught all the way up. New season just started. Still not disappointing. You know, it's getting to that point, I think, where the writers are like, what do we do? Which any good show kind of gets to eventually.
Yeah.
The show that I'm just getting in on, though, and I'm way late on the bandwagon, is Breaking Bad, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Way late on the bandwagon. But I'm kind of making my way through that right now. Obviously, no words need to be said about how freaking awesome it is.
Yes.
And then Dexter starts on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That'll pick back up. So fantastic for that.
Yeah.
Homeland starts on Sunday. So.
And they walked away with a lot of Emmys.
Yeah.
This last weekend, I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but my roommate Jack was saying that it's a fantastic show. He's really high on it. So, I'll have to check it out eventually, but obviously I got to get through my BB Breaking Bad, see Walter White make some meth. So,
which apparently police in Florida are looking for a meth cooker whose name is Walter White.
Walter White. Huh. Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did anybody see the image? It's actually from Malcolm in the Middle, and it's him in nothing but like his BVDs and a t-shirt outside of a camper. And it's like, turns out the original Breaking Bad pilot was filmed in 2000. And it said, ladies, behave.
No, I mean, I'm halfway through season 3 at this point, so still, early stages.
Oh, right. You've passed me already.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just, kind of flying through. But it's, obviously fantastic television. I heard nothing but good reviews, so I thought I finally had to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of that whole end. Music-wise, there's tons of things I could kind of talk about. I don't know where I was last time we came here, but I'm really high right now on Time Flies. They do kind of a new release every Tuesday. They're a local band out of New York.
Yeah, so, that's like
they're not a local band. They're not a local band, but they're out of New York.
By comparison to Beijing, maybe.
Yeah, they. It's all relative. But they're fantastic, and I highly recommend. People who know their music, I think, really enjoy it. Cal, who's the main, it's a rapper and then a producer, and Cal is fantastic. And they're right now they're blowing up through, no label contracts, but mostly just all social media. you know, between Twitter and YouTube and Facebook.
Okay.
You know, and basically kind of doing what Drake did.
Right.
To get no contract, but just make his name out there. And they're touring at this point. What?
Yeah, producer Katie said, is he going to appear on Degrassi soon?
Probably.
If only.
I do not think so.
Though I do remember there was an episode with Jay and Silent Bob. That was
Kevin Smith fucking loves his Degrassi.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really high on them. And then, they just released a new mixtape probably about 3 months ago, which was, you know, fairly good.
So if you had a Pandora station for them, else would you hear? What else do you hear so that I can, you know, connect the dots a little bit more on?
They're kind of new age, so you'll hear a lot of Mac Miller, Wiz Khalifa, and, you know, then you'll also get, like, a VC in there, and then you'll get... you know, every now and then you'll also get like a 50 Cent that'll pop up and, you know, Drake will pop up. So it's a lot of that new age, but a lot of like Mac Miller and, you know, like Wiz and that kind of new kind of style,
okay.
Sammy Adams, that new style rap, Chitty Bang.
Yeah.
You know, that new style, old school stuff.
Right.
Huh. Cool.
So that,
old
and then,
school rebirth,
sticking it local. Brother Ali just released his new album this week.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
It is fantastic.
Cool.
So picked up that and I'm trying to think about what else is really big. You know, I jump around a lot, but I mean, that's kind of what's going on in my life right now.
Preferred service? Like, do you go through?
I torrent download, obviously. Most of the world does. I use Vuze.
Okay.
Vuze. It's fantastic. You know, it'll pull. And then, like, if I can't find something on there, I'll actually go to, like, a Pirate Bay. And then, you know, find what I'm looking for, download the actual torrent, and then push it through Vuze. But it works fantastic for me. But you know, a lot of people use uTorrent. It's all the same stuff when it breaks down to it. But a lot of torrent downloading. Otherwise, individual songs, I'll go through like a Hulk Share or
okay.
I don't know what it's called, B3 or whatever.
BMP3.
Yeah, right. With this little B, and it's like
yeah, good times. It's the adverb. I swear to God.
Yeah, it's the sweetest place.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. It's the sweetest place to get, you know, singles.
If you like the music, you should get it here.
Yeah, right? Why not? So that's what kind of, yeah.
Shmeh. Cool.
And if it's somebody that I actually, like, truly want to support, and, like, if I download an album and it's very, very, very good, you know, like Brother Ali's, I'll then go back and I'll actually buy it through, like, an iTunes.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask.
To support the artist.
Okay, cool.
You know, but if I download something like Rick Ross's album, which I did, you know, because I just download music out the yin yang, and his album, I think, is just, you know, trash, not worth buying physically.
Right. It's just more discovery, but
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Just investigating
like,
to see
is
it worth it.
Yeah, and right, and then you know I'm not going to go back and buy that.
Plus, Brother Ali's booklet actually unfolds into a map of the United States.
Yeah, but really? I can't get that online.
You can get it at the stores.
Yeah, but I bought it online. It's easier. I'm lazy.
Doesn't iTunes do the?
They do the digital booklet, but it's I actually went out and I bought it. And, you know, I didn't do the digital thing, but I actually have probably bought more albums in the past couple months than I have in years. Real Big Fish, one of my favorite bands, actually just put out a new album called Candy Coated Fury, and that was really friggin' good. I think it's funny because a ton of people are reviewing it as... they're like, it sounds like them from the 90s. I'm like, they're a ska band. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, so that was a pleasant surprise. Brother Ali's album, fucking awesome. I have pre-ordered No Doubt's album.
Right.
That's coming out. I have a crush on Gwen Stefani. This is well known. But I also enjoy their music. They actually hired back their horn players for this album. So apparently, so apparently they have horns on this album, which I'm really excited about.
I'm pro horns.
I agreed.
Did the Stefani who bailed to work at The Simpsons come back?
No.
The brother?
Yeah, he is still, I think he's still working at The Simpsons.
Pretty sure.
But yeah, so I mean, stuff like that. Green Day has three albums coming out,
and
which is gonna be fun.
Billy Joe just checked into alcohol abuse.
Yeah, that happens. You know?
Rehab.
Apparently, rumor has it that they're finally gonna release a song that Billy Joe wrote for his wife called "Minnesota Girl" that he only plays when he is here in Minnesota.
Huh. Interesting.
At live shows, and the only like I've hunted for this stupid song, and. the only recording I've ever been able to find is on my buddy, the other Adam E., or as I like to call him, Mr. E., on his phone. He recorded it.
Oh, he just kind of...
Yeah, and it's surprisingly good quality. It's like... fuck, I can't think of the name of them now. Oh, Panic at the Disco covered Smashing Pumpkins. And it was...
That is not a show I'd be paying to see.
It was... Huh. Adam and I did. It was awesome.
It was college. We were crazy kids.
It was still an impressive show. That was a cool set.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they put on a great show. The band itself was... Not that impressive, but everything else going on around them was awesome.
It was really pretty.
They did a really bitchin' drum circle. That was like the one thing I remember very, very vividly.
Yeah.
That and they covered Eleanor Rigby.
Oh, yeah.
Which I still have on my computer that I recorded on my old free T-Mobile phone.
Well, my big draw for that concert wasn't actually Panic at the Disco. I was
Plain
really...
White Tees or Jack's Mannequin?
Well, originally, I think it was that concert where... Block Party was slated to play as one of the openers.
Block Party was for the Killers that was coming up.
Killers' new album is also very good, by the way.
Is it?
No.
I've heard mixed.
It's not. The best thing about the Killers is that the Killers do not ever sound the same.
Yeah.
So when you go through Killers albums, you can be like, I can tell a distinct difference between each one.
It has that evolution to it.
Yes. But you can still tell it's Brandon Flowers.
Exactly. Yeah, that voice is very distinct.
Yeah.
So Battleborn, again, is that next kind of stage. And so you really have to be able to take that step. People who are looking for classic Killers, you're not going to get it. You know what I mean? It's the next evolution of the Killers.
Mm-hmm.
It's new. It's different.
It is. It is really new and different. It's kind of a... I don't know really how to word it. You know, I was going to compare it to like Viva La Vida, you know, kind of more happy and uptone.
Okay,
the Coldplay album, but it has a lot more like, you know, musical tone interest. And then, you know. Well,
people complained about the jump from Hot Fuss to Sam's Town. And I was like, that wasn't as big a jump as this was.
No.
This was kind of like I always call it a Chumbawamba jump because Chumbawamba is actually now more of a folk band.
They broke up.
Did they now?
Yeah, they broke up a couple weeks or months?
Several weeks ago.
We mentioned it at one point in time.
It was one of those weird-ass things where my buddy was really into Chumbawamba, and he had, like, a new album came out. This was year after I graduated from college, and he played it, and it was really odd because I was expecting tub thumping, and...
Yeah. Lots of anarchy.
And it was, like, acoustic bongos, and... You know, it was a really interesting transition, a welcome transition.
You really have to respect bands that can do that, though. That can really be like,
all right,
we're going to, you know, not that we're going to step out for one album, but we're going to step out album after album after album and not be the same person that we were or group that we were.
Yeah, we're just going to keep going this way for a while and see what happens.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Let's see where we go.
And, you know, every now and then you'll hit something that is completely kind of off of what they normally do. But, like, another person who does that is Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of Kanye's albums are extremely different.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, like, when 808 and Heartbreaks came out, like, I absolutely hated it because I was like, this isn't Kanye. This isn't Kanye. This is Auto-Tune. This is Auto-Tune. But then, you know, all of a sudden you're just like, you know, I look back at it now. I'm like, wow, like, Kanye was way ahead of his time. And it's amazing, you know, because like he made that, and then it was the next evolution of that whatever genre you want to call Kanye, douchebag genre. I think is really what it should be titled. Hey, Kanye is a person, but you have to be able to respect his ability. But you know, he just released another album that was, you know, Kanye West Presents, and it's him and a whole bunch of other people. It's came out on Tuesday, I think, or last Tuesday.
It's one of those featuring albums where it's Kanye featuring.
It's Kanye and all of them, but it's him with, it's like a DJ Khaled album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, you know, it's just that next level, you know, it's very rhythmic, heavy beats and, you know, very, it sounds very down south-ish for hip hop. But, you know, it's Kanye on his next level.
I got really into that, speaking of Kanye, there was a really weird ass... as a lot of listeners know, I really like cover songs. There was a cover of All of the Lights that a group called the Future Idiots, I believe, covered. And it was on one of their Grand Theft Audio CDs. And they do nothing but covers, but it's like one of those really pop punk bands covering All of the Lights, which is just fucking weird because I really like that song.
Which
and
is
when
the best
I heard,
type, though.
Yeah, but and you know, it just it worked, and it was really, really kind of fun to See, damn good juice. Licorice is the key.
Licorice.
I made an 8-bit cover of All of the Lights in Little Big Planet about a year ago.
Good times.
It was fun. It was a fun experiment.
Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
As far as actually streaming shows and whatnot.
Yeah.
Glee is back on. Maya and I tried to watch some of it, and we missed it entirely because we didn't realize it moved to Thursdays.
I can't stand that show.
So
me neither.
As a guy who writes, like I write a high school level comic, and there is actually some pretty interesting writing stuff. And I can't defend it. It's catchy as shit. but you know, it's one of those things where I had no idea that it moved, so I actually started watching it on Fox.com, like streaming it through there, and they have an 8-day delay. Which is fucking annoying. So I'm like 2 weeks behind. But there's that. NCIS just came back, and same thing. It'll be online tomorrow. Minus taping it for me, though, so I'll probably watch it via DVR. Way. But on Netflix, as of late, I just wrapped up Breaking Bad. I actually decided, just for shits and giggles, because the new Doctor Who season's going, I thought I'd go back, watch some of the old Baker movies and stuff, and on one of the Who boards, they're talking about apparently there's going to be a lot more of the Peter Cushing era stuff going on, which could be interesting.
Oh?
Yeah.
Going on where?
On to Netflix.
Wow.
Like, they have the features, the Tom Baker features on there right now.
Yeah.
Apparently they're going to go back and they're going to try and do more of those, the older features on there, which is like, it's just a, you know, hearsay right now, but I thought that'd be really cool. Cause as weird as it is to see Peter Cushing as the Doctor, cause I sat there the entire time, the first time I saw it, and I was like, it's fucking Grand Moff Tarkin and he's fighting Daleks. This is awesome. Like, cause he looks the same. He's cheekbones, you know? So I've been
cheekbones.
I've been doing that. I've actually been hunting down documentaries on there as of late. That's been pretty fun. I went back and I'm trying to actually watch all of He-Man because apparently in the like 5 seasons they did of the original He-Man cartoon, there's only like 35 minutes of actual animation.
Really?
Because they reused so much of it. And so I actually watched like 3 or 4 episodes, and that's about the maximum that I can watch at a time now. But it's really interesting how the story is still kind of like, it hits that nostalgia button in a big way.
Yeah,
which is really fun to see. I don't know. Like, I've actually been watching a lot of modern shows online. Just because I miss them, and then the DVR won't record them or something, and you know, the easiest way is just to hop onto the channel's website and watch it. So music-wise, I've actually been using Pandora a lot too. I found one of my favorite stations that I've been listening to a lot lately is The Platters, which is a 1950s doo-wop group.
I was going to say, that's why I thought they were. I was like, really?
But it's really, really weird because it plays a lot of 1950s era stuff. It plays, then it hops up to Ray Charles. Then, you know, it goes, oh, Ray Charles. Well, let's hop up to, you know, let's jump around. You know, let's go over to the Rat Pack. Oh, you're listening to the Rat Pack. Let's jump up to, and it just bounces all the fuck around.
Those are the best, though.
And I really, really like it. That and Cake,
Cake radio station. Cake is a good one
because it's like the 1990s come up and just uppercut you. It's fantastic.
I have that same luck with Counting Crows. Does that a lot too.
Yep.
But the weirdest one that I've done recently is a Kevin Spacey channel.
Really?
Because he sang
Beyond
the Sea.
Beyond the Sea in the movie.
And so it pulls up that Rat Pack stuff too.
Yeah.
But it's more like the funny, hokey stuff. So it's, you'll get the three versions of Mac the Knife.
Yeah.
And then like you'll get weird versions of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's fun.
I like that.
Richard Cheese is another good one to toss on there.
Oh, yeah.
If you want the cheese, it's really interesting because it does pull up the Rat Pack, it pulls up a lot of Sammy Davis Jr. I found, and I'm like, what? Like, okay. Went from Nirvana's Rape Me as covered by Richard Cheese to, you know, it's like.
It's got a reach to it.
Yeah. But
it figures it out.
Yeah, I've really gotten into using Pandora as of late. But
yeah, Pandora is fantastic for all that kind of stuff.
Especially at work.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I tried plugging in my iPod and my boss went ape.
Yeah. I was going to say the NBC shows are back on, by the way. Community, Parks and Rec.
Oh, has that started Office? Already?
Yeah, last week.
Ah.
Isn't this the final season of Community?
Final season Community, final season of The Office.
Yeah. Oh, they did put an end date on Community? Because I knew, I mean...
Yeah, and they were doing... Aren't they doing like a couple specials or something?
I'm sure they will. Or, you know, but yeah. I mean, mostly... They got to that point again, like any show that's school-based where...
How long could you really be here?
Yeah. Exactly, you know what I mean? And so they hit that point, and then beyond that, you know, people started blowing up. Danny Glover, obviously, between his... music career and his acting and his comedy and all that is just he's becoming too big for that show.
Kind of the Ella Mash where it's like the Korean War didn't last that long.
Yeah.
Which even on the show in season three, they're like, don't people at community colleges just go for 2 years? Like, yeah, but a lot of places you go for four or six.
They try to describe it, you know, and they know.
They break the fourth.
They know.
But interesting fact that I did not know about Community, Rob Schrab, who is a comic artist, he created Scud the Disposable Assassin, which is a great book for you listeners out there. I highly recommend it. It's fucked up, but it's really fun. He actually worked on Community and is really tight with Dan Harmon.
Interesting.
And I was like, what? You had a comic about a squid electrical outlet killing machine that chased after a robot, and the robot felt guilty and then felt, you know, the need to survive because he saw the warning that he'd explode after he killed that thing. So he kept it on life support.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
I wanted to get one in there. I hadn't done it yet.
I was going to say, though, you know, I'm really excited. The Office, though, on their final season, I really would love for them to bring back Steve Carell for an episode or two. Because if you watch The Office, and, you know, I kind of talked about this last time I was here as well. His farewell, I think, was one of the better episodes that they had because they just did it so well. You know, to be like, oh, he's leaving, you know, how do we get him out of here without upsetting people?
Right.
So to bring him back, I think, would mean a lot to people who, you know, avidly watch The Office. And
do it out of that 70s show. Bring him back for one last appearance.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not used to sitting this high.
Well, we even classify that as Dave height.
Oh, thank you.
That's when we switched to having the microphones on top. So it was Dave height.
Woo! I'm for it.
Yeah.
I just got to get used to it.
And Adam really wants to say what he's watching right now, I can tell.
What are you watching?
I just got caught up on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, it's so good. It's amazing. I love it. I mean, that not just for the comedy aspect of it. I mean, there were...
The cars?
The cars are amazing.
The cars are awesome. I loved the Dutch Porsche police car.
Yes.
Oh, that was amazing.
Wait,
like the 60s.
Was the Dutch one the one that had the chevrons that just kind of...
That was the Volkswagen Beetle,
that's right.
That was the old school Beetle, but it had like the blue light that just kind of went up. And was just like bolted on pretty much, and it said Polizei on the back of it, but the conversations they have are obviously hilarious, but also I mean when they get into like talking about their careers as comedians and like
history
and stuff like that, it's really cool, and there's some good like life. Lessons.
Comedians know what the fuck is up. I mean, they, you know, they will talk about like how they, I'm forgetting who it was. It was some comedian, maybe it's Cat Williams, but it was, you know, on one of their live specials where they also show like him in the minivan or not minivan, but like limo, you know, talking about whatever.
Yeah.
But they will talk about, you know, how they literally are a completely different person on stage and they've had to work their ass off to be able to reamp and create that character who's on stage. You know, it's like the Steve Colbert aspect.
Right.
You know? Yeah. If you've ever read reports on Steve Colbert, apparently, like, you can tell when he switches into the Colbert Report character. because his eye will just get like a slight twinkle and you'll see his smile kind of come on, but that's not who he actually is. And yeah, they spent his whole career trying to build that character, you know, and they've worked their butt off. So their ability to talk about never giving up and never, you know, stopping, it's so interesting to listen to him because they've seen the, you know, they've picked a career where if you don't succeed, you're fucked.
Steve Colbert did,
go ahead.
Steve Colbert did a really cool interview as himself instead of actually playing the character, and it was actually kind of off-putting for the first minute or so because
you have to
to adjust. Yep. You have to acclimatize.
Yep. That I was going to say, one of the few comedians that really I sat there for a good 5 minutes while he was talking and I had no fucking clue what was going on was the guy who performs as Larry the Cable Guy.
Yep.
He went on like CNN and he was being interviewed and, you know, he's dressed as he's dressed
as his character.
He's sitting there and he drops the goofy voice and he's just sitting there talking politics and he's just like, oh yeah. I'm trying to remember what he said. He called it like the Jessica Simpson effect, where if you play stupid, it's really easy to make friends. Like, and he talks about, you know, because everybody can relate to someone who doesn't know something.
Right.
Because it's happened to everybody, and, you know, everybody knows that good old boy and whatnot. And it was really weird because all of a sudden he'd kick into the voice here and there for, like, one-liners, and it was like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah. He's like a ventriloquist of himself.
He is, and I don't know. I think it's really fascinating to see those two personas kind of not fight each other, but when you're sitting there and you're hoping that it's going to be this person, and you're just like, oh, he's actually really relatable. Craig Ferguson is another one.
Mm-hmm.
He reads his own autobiography on the audiobook. I've said this time and time again. It's still one of my favorite audiobooks because it's a really, really weird, like, introspective thing when he's reading this. And, like, on occasion, he just breaks off into a side story and he's like, back to the book.
Yeah, we listened to that on the road trip down to Chicago one year.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just one of those things of, you know, you see him on stage and he's really, really fast-paced, you know, and really, really just talking a million miles a minute, but to know why he does that is really fascinating. And that's one of the elements that, I think is freaking awesome about that show is because you get that behind-the-scenes look.
Definitely.
You see the person instead of the stage persona.
Yeah.
But getting back to comedians in cars getting coffee, I did introduce it to Wheels to see what he thought, and he enjoyed it. But he and I see eye to eye on one issue that we have is Jerry Seinfeld does the knee slapper way too much. Like, his laugh is cranked to 11 every time. Like, There's some jokes where it's like, huh, but he is dying every time. And it's just, you start to notice it after a while. Drinks.
Well, maybe that's just the way
I've heard
he's
actually a really big dick in real life.
I've heard that too.
I could believe it.
Yeah, I've heard that he is extremely rude and extremely, you know, rude.
He feels very entitled.
Yeah, you know, and like I could. Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, right, but.
Agreed.
No, yeah, I've heard that he's a dick, but
that's unfortunate.
What can you do after however many years of success that the show itself had? Plus,
true,
he's still riding the bus.
He's making probably the equivalent to a Billy Joel concert in ticket sales when he goes anywhere. Where it's like Billy Joel, Elton John when they did their
Rocket Man, Piano Man tour.
Yes, I imagine that he's probably booking very similar to that, but in
he's become
casinos.
I was gonna say he's kind of become the nostalgia act.
Yes.
Like, who wouldn't want to go see Jerry Seinfeld? You know, it's kind of that thing.
I mean, that's how Bill Crosby was. Bill Crosby.
Yeah, Crosby. Yeah, I was like, Crosby. Bill Crosby stills Nash.
No,
yeah,
no. Cosby.
What you putting? Okay, but, I mean, I'm putting this out there. Fucking, Fat Albert has been on TV, like, all the time. The live-action movie with Kenan Thompson playing Fat Albert.
I was forced to watch that on a flight to Ireland.
I don't know why, but I love that movie.
I couldn't stand it.
The funny thing is, three-quarters of the fucking movie is absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
But there's, like, the last, I think, probably about 5 or 6 minutes where it explains why Bill Cosby created the Fat Albert gang, where it's based off of his friend and all these were based off of, you know, his other friends and whatnot. And it, you know, it talks, you know, at the end of it, it shows them all in the graveyard honoring the man who was Fat Albert.
Yes.
And it was just one of those really weird things where as a comic creator, as, you know, as an author, you know, as a creative person, it was really, really kind of one of those cathartic things to see and just be like,
I can connect the dots here totally.
It's like, fuck, that's deep. Like, and then I step back and I'm like, that was the guy who was in fucking Good Burger.
Like, you know, and that's a good movie.
The more successful of the two.
That was most definitely.
You want fries with that?
Yeah. Welcome to Good Burger, home
and bucks.
But yeah, you know, look, I don't know why I got on to Fat Albert. But yeah, sorry.
Bill Cosby, Cosby. Right. We can trace this back, but...
But yeah, so...
I think it might be about that time for us to switch over to the game, but I probably should make sure that we're all on the same page here. Do both of you know the trilogy rule?
Yeah.
Yes? Something that we are going to try that producer Katie is going to help with is... making it more challenging when it gets down to one-on-one. So we are going to have a 30, 45. What did we say, Adam?
I think we went with 45.
Let's go with 45. Okay.
Or so, the honesty rule.
Which
I mean, you pretty
playing?
Much
movie
know
movie?
Right away. Like, if you hear
if,
something,
if you don't
like,
know, then just...
Don't sit there and be like, whoa.
Which one are we playing?
Movie Bluff.
Okay, sorry. You're like,
our
game.
Our
son of my gun.
Our game. The...
Okay.
The official Buffering podcast game.
Yes.
But before we get into that,
Buffering is also on Stitcher Smart Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That is right.
It's also Peter Jurgensen's birthday today.
It is Peter Jurgensen's birthday today. So if you're listening to this, Peter, happy birthday.
Future.
Happy birthday from a couple days ago.
From the past. Couple days ago.
From both.
From the past. If only he was watching the live stream and we had the camera still going.
Just happy birthday.
That would only be delayed
that be
by
the
5 seconds.
Image on the podcast.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Peter. Who's Peter?
I don't get it.
Hoobie Doobie Woody.
I'm trying to think of a good... start off for this. I don't know.
Damn fine coffee.
It's the licorice. It's just
that,
so good.
It's that water, you know?
Water of life.
Grape, red vines, you bastard.
We could, you know, in honor of the Avengers dropping today.
That's true.
Start with Avenger topics of that sort.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be your original one, has to relate to the Avengers in some way, shape, or form, or a movie spawned off of it.
Or somebody who is in one of the
exactly.
many.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
But Dave, obviously you have the degree in comics and such.
I'm a nerd with a degree.
I'm really bad at this game.
So that's why I think we start and it goes to...
I'll softball
it. We always softball it anyway, but at the same time.
We'll softball it. We'll koosh ball it. It'll be good.
Yeah, we'll koosh ball it.
Dude, why you throw those things hard enough, they fucking hurt.
You throw a softball hard enough, it hurts.
Dude, you throw a softball anytime it fucking hurts. Have you ever been hit by a softball?
Yes.
But softball.
They're bigger. That always confused me.
I mean, even if we said wiffle ball, those things sting if you get hit with them.
It's true.
They do.
So,
Anyways,
if you do.
The Avengers.
So
I'll go
which way
Chris
is this going?
Evans.
Clockwise?
It's going to start clockwise, but we'll switch on every point. So Chris Evans has been
movie.
Said to Adam.
Chris Evans movie. So.
Been in many things.
I mean, I could just say the Avengers.
You could.
But I'm not gonna.
It'll be interesting.
He's been in 3 comic book related movies as well.
I'll say Captain America cast.
Oh God, what's that guy's name? Because I don't know what you're doing.
He has a face.
He has a face, and he's that guy. And oh God, why am I getting mixed up with somebody else? Stop doing that.
Where's the live camera now?
Okay, what is his? I can think his name is Hugh something. No, it's not. It's I can picture the guy. I might actually have to jump out right away. I can't think of anybody's name because I can picture so many people in that movie. But I mean, like I said myself,
my brain just burst into flames.
You're gonna hate my answer.
So I'm going to call your bluff and say that you can't name somebody else who's in the movie to perpetuate the game in a different way.
Hugo Weaving.
That's the
one. I got the right first two letters.
Okay, so we resume with Hugo Weaving, and I say movie.
Can I ask who that is? So I can visually imagine.
In the movie
of Captain America.
In Captain America, he played Red Skull.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the fleshy version of him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in a lot of things.
He is.
It's true.
He has the cheekbones. He's like Peter Cushing.
I know, doesn't he?
More hair. Less knowledge ring. More so light comb over with a dusting of evil.
Though I feel ashamed that I couldn't think of the doctor's name.
I'm going to go out on a stretch here. Is he in The Matrix? Does he play?
Got to lock it in.
That's my answer. Yes.
Okay.
And cast.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Am I correct with that?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves. Cast. I was like, damn it.
I survived that round.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I've got one at the ready, but I'm trying to think if there's another one that I should.
What was
be
the?
It was Keanu Reeves cast, so yep, it's a cast. Continuation
yep,
of.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just didn't catch the back end.
So
of that.
Still on the Matrix.
And you, oh wait, that's cast. Never mind.
Lawrence Fishburne, and I will say movie.
And I am out this round, so. Yep.
Yeah, we know.
Dave's brain is just exploding more.
The licorice is really working wonders. More licorice.
What else was he in? He's in so much. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
What the?
But
face?
I remember him from. Can I do TV shows?
Yeah, TV shows are fair game.
CSI oh,
yeah.
Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Movie.
What else was he in?
But we can do TV shows?
Yes.
Get closer. There you go.
Pee-wee's Playhouse. Cast.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
holy
I have a good one for that.
Crap. Okay.
Which I know which one you're... Yeah.
All right. Well, nowhere else to go with this one. Paul Reubens movie.
Does he play Pee-wee?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He does.
And I can't say masturbating in the back of a movie theater.
No.
It was a good movie. It was a good movie.
Because what's his name was just busted, too. The guy who's in... The guy who's in A Mighty Wind, and he's in all of those movies.
Oh, really?
It's Paul Reubens listed on IMDb.
Yes.
In this movie.
Sorry. I was like,
yeah?
Yeah, Mystery Men cast.
Rock on, man.
Yeah.
How did I do?
Fred Willard.
I'm going. Look at me.
Janine Garofalo.
And.
Cast.
Thank God. Okay.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Cast. Can't do it.
Okay.
Locked it in.
I could blow it wide open, but I'm going to blow it open to a lesser degree and say William H. Macy. Movie.
And he is.
The Shoveler.
The Shoveler.
Sorry.
Such a great...
Boogie Nights.
Oh.
Cast.
Whoa.
Oh.
Oh, fuck beans.
I got two...
Bring it in, Dave.
I'm thinking.
Think into
How
the
did
microphone.
I do? How am I doing?
You're doing well.
Thanks, guys.
You're rocking it.
I appreciate the happiness.
Vince Vaughn, cast?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, 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 well. Nope, 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 nope.
Thanks for the
Wait
assist.
Wait a second.
Dave, you're bluffing.
Can I get a pass because Jackass over here?
He did lock it in.
Yeah. But then he went, nope, 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 nope.
He's excited. And you guys have been eating all that damn licorice.
Not cool.
Yeah, but
it is sugar in the apple juice.
Up to Adam to call the... Real shenanigans.
Okay, but yeah.
I was just referring elsewhere.
I am
yes,
going...
Yes, you're answering yes. a question on your phone.
I am going to say that you are bluffing and that Vince Vaughn was not in Boogie Nights. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes,
I am.
Really? No.
Oh, well, as you said, I thought he was just checking something on his phone. I don't know. Maybe he could have been.
Bullshit.
So where does
somebody asked him the same question simultaneously on his phone. So right. it worked out both ways.
Where does this go now?
Nope.
So he has to name somebody Boogie Nights.
Somebody else in Boogie Nights. And if I remember correctly, And it is down to
the two
and me now.
So now every turn is 45 seconds or less.
Yeah, the clock is ticking. As soon as I say
an answer, now
Will Ferrell movie.
Bullshit.
What?
Calling your bluff.
What?
Calling your bluff.
The movie bluff. He's bluffing.
Okay.
He was not in Boogie Nights.
Okay.
Hey, what are you thinking of?
He was in Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus. Producer Katie, please double check that because I might be wrong. People who were in that. Marky Mark, Burt Reynolds, Don Cheadle or whatever his name is.
Don Cheadle
was in that movie.
Heather Graham.
Heather Graham's in that movie.
I'm thinking of an entirely different movie.
This movie's about adult
films.
Oh, I was thinking of Night at the Roxbury.
And then he was thinking about Swingers.
Yep.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay.
I won. Curtis got the first point.
Yep. Curtis has round one.
And I
Boogie Nights saved the day. Something. Hey, she's rooting for the underdog in this battle right now.
So I was the first one out for this round. So I start and it goes to Adam. Mm-hmm. And I am going to continue on our Avengers theme and say Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
She's good looking.
Oh, I like her.
She is pretty of the face.
Very nice.
I could say Avengers, but I'm going to say Iron Man, the first one. Cast.
Robert Downey Jr. Cast.
Oh, she goes over the crowd. And we're talking about the
first Iron Man. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I got a few different people. I'm trying to. There's one I'm trying to really think of right now.
Trying to figure out how they branch out and where you're going to have to go with it.
Yeah,
you're thinking three steps ahead.
It's like playing chess.
Well, I also don't. I'm not confident in their names. Like something came in my thought right away, but I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Sounds a little Dutch.
Yeah.
What?
The timer already?
No.
I was going to say. I was like, I'm kind of scared. I'm not ready yet.
I'm kicking myself because I can't remember this right now.
I was the same way with Hugo Weaving.
Son of a bitch.
Technically, yes.
I never met his mom.
Okay, I can't really say.
Could be.
Oh.
You don't have to go with the challenge. We're still in the softball round, technically.
Not going to go with what?
No, he's just trying,
he's trying to think.
Yeah, and I'm trying. I'm not going challenge. I'm trying to figure out this person's name. And
he's going for accuracy.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's the concern.
I don't remember her name. Gwyneth Paltrow?
Well, that's what we started with.
That's where we started, yeah.
The Miss Potts. I don't remember her actress name.
Yeah.
That's Gwyneth.
Yeah, that is Gwyneth Paltrow. That was what Dan said to start the round.
Oh, never mind then.
So, yeah.
Well, that solved that mystery, didn't it?
Yeah.
Don Cheadle, or whatever his name was. Cheadle.
I actually have to call your bluff because he was in the second one.
Second one, son of a bitch.
What's his name? It's guy with the mustache. And
Terrence Howard.
Yeah. That's the one.
Good, nicely done.
I thought about that for a second. I also heard coming from this side of the room.
So. Oh, but I would have liked to play him.
No,
too.
I was saying you didn't lock it in technically.
Did you not? Oh well, no, I just saved you some trouble.
In. Yeah, so
I'm gonna go Terrence Howard. And I'm gonna lock that in
with Caster movie. Okay, see that's where we were missing before. So I will say August Rush.
I do like him, by the way.
Yeah, I was sad that when he was not included for round two.
But I do like Don Cheadle.
It was his own fault, to be fair.
Probably.
He wanted way too much money.
Okay, yeah.
He wanted Robert Downey Jr. money.
Oh, no.
And they went,
no.
But you're a co-star.
Yeah, so I will say August Rush cast.
This is...
A movie.
A movie.
It is.
Wherein Terrence Howard played a part.
Yes.
Large or small. And there were other people in this movie, I can assume.
Did you just remember who was in it? Dave, I'm sorry, I'm talking
to
Dave.
No, I just remembered another.
And it was August, and everyone was rushing around and rushing. Producer Katie is switching on the timer.
Timer now.
The stopwatch is counting down.
He's doing a very analytic assessment of the movie to try to.
He's doing a John Madden analog.
I'm breaking it down, you know?
Circling random things.
Yeah, I mean, there's.
They run. Ball.
There's the August. It's the eighth month in the calendar year, and people were presumably moving around very quickly.
The timer runs down,
and I'm gonna say that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in it. Movie
bluff.
Was he in it, Katie? He was not. He wasn't in it. Yeah, that's what Katie said. I didn't really think so.
No.
But yeah. So now it goes back to August Rush.
Today.
Cast to you.
Shit.
There's a really good answer that comes out of this. Potentially. One of a few.
Oh, fuck. What's her name?
That was a good drink.
What it?
That's what I heard. Just.
And I'm done with my juice.
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, nah, that's stuck in my head.
It's a night of music like that.
I know, but now I'm thinking of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Damn it. August Rush. August Rush. Focus. Yeah. Pass. I'm out.
You don't even have an answer?
Nope.
Straight passing?
Straight pass.
Here's the problem. Is that your final answer?
Don Cheadle.
He's making sure you lock it in.
Boondocks. Love you, Emily.
Was pass your final answer?
Bringing it back. Yeah.
Don Cheadle.
Can we do someone who's already named?
You didn't pick John Cheadle.
Technically, yeah. You said him, but you didn't lock in the answer, and we didn't use it as a continuation.
Yeah. Are you locking in that?
Yes, I'm locking in Don Cheadle.
With what?
With cast.
Here's my go. Never mind. Bluff.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Don Cheadle was not an August Rush.
If so, you had not said cast, I would have played off of your bluff, and we would have kept going because I'm the only one who can bluff you.
Movie.
Too late.
Which is true because I have not seen August Rush, but I am going to say
Don Cheadle.
I swear he was in it.
Chaka Khan?
Don Cheadle Jr. The third.
Esquire.
Still waiting for that Bill and Ted third movie to come out.
Good luck.
No, they're in production.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I still don't think it'll ever actually come out.
I can dream.
I think I remember the girl who's in it, but I don't remember her name.
Yeah, she's one of those distinct, like, I know that
Don
face. Face, know that and, face and hair.
Yep.
D-A-W-N.
Don
Jeedle.
Like, I haven't seen the full movie, but I have definitely seen snippets and, like, TV. You're like, oh, that's on.
I heard it was really good.
The music's really good.
I can't think of her name to save my life, though.
I can think of the program.
I'm going to pass just so we can move on, because otherwise I'd be here for a while.
Yeah, Robin Williams was in it, for one.
Okay.
Nope.
And then the little British kid who was in Finding Neverland and...
Yep. Who's the female?
The chick from Felicity. I don't remember her name, but I remember what she was on.
Well, Dan, you rolled us all up with August Rush, so you've got a point.
I got a point, and Adam, you were first out, so it starts with you and heads my way.
I was, and now I will say...
Continuing on the Avengers theme.
Yep, continuing on the Avengers theme and honoring my Nordic roots. Chris Hemsworth movie. I gave you a hint.
No, yeah, I know. I know who you're talking about. I'm just wondering if there's anything...
He is in something else.
He is in something else, but I haven't paid attention to it myself. So I will Say Avengers.
You will.
Yeah.
Somebody had to do it. You kept threatening me. I'll say Avengers cast just to keep going.
I would have really liked a movie out of that one.
Yeah. We can still get there.
It's
yeah,
true. I'm sure. Can I do directors?
No.
No.
Actors.
That'd be a fun one, though.
We contemplated it early on, but then we thought we were making it really expansive.
That would yeah, be. I understand.
It would be really complex.
Samuel Jackson movie.
There you go.
You know what? Bringing it full circle. Nope. Can't do that.
Yeah, you can.
Well, yeah. But do I want to? Pulp Fiction.
Can yeah.
All right, Pulp Fiction.
Shark ate me.
All right.
I can only remember one other person that was in the movie too.
I'm pretty sure there was only one other person in it. And the
was anybody else disappointed that he died in like
a little bit
climactic way?
A little bit.
Oh, Samuel Jackson. I thought you meant the other person.
Yeah,
it was like the other person lived.
He saved
himself. Let's see. I really want to get to this movie, but I just have to figure out how.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Take a left on Lake Street. You're going to go all the way down. Okay.
And all the way down, and then you're in the ocean.
Sammy's Market.
Huh.
Ask for Elmo. Okay, he'll give you a little pill.
Oh, okay. I see.
And you will see birds and shit talking and roller skating. There's this big blue thing that eats cookies.
A green monster lives in a trash can.
It's scary. Pulp Fiction, my man.
Pulp Fiction. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's. Yeah. So let's. Uma Thurman movie.
I have an interesting answer.
You do. Uh-oh.
That does not bode well for me.
I'm really tempted to say, The Avengers. Because there's that other, Britishy one.
That
one was terrible.
It was pretty awful, and that's the problem. I only remember her and her awfulness, or not her awfulness, but the movies.
She had a nice
suit.
Get in your mic, man.
She had a nice suit.
Okay, maybe not that much.
Yeah. But instead, I am tempted to say the producer's cast.
Ooh.
I don't know their names.
My parents just watched this on my Netflix account.
Yeah, I have seen the movie. I just don't.
It's a great movie.
It was their first Netflix experience.
Ah.
I'm going to say Jude Law movie.
Jude Law?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Bluffing.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally bluffing.
So
he's bluffering.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
So I have to do cast?
Yes.
Cast of producers.
Matthew Broderick.
Mm, that, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say it kind of vaguely came up in...
Movie.
Okay.
One way or another. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Well, there is the obvious choice, but...
That car commercial he did.
Yeah. For the Honda CR-V.
Oh, the mighty have fallen.
That was pretty weak.
There's also a movie.
You're talking about me? I'm falling hard.
No. Matthew Broderick's Super Bowl commercial that was mimicking another movie in his career that has been mentioned.
My inability to win this game.
But the little teaser for the commercial made everyone think, oh, dude, they're totally going to make another Ferris Bueller's Day Off cast.
Of course not.
Well, no.
No, I know what you did there. I know what you did there. You're crafty. You are.
Well, I was going to change my answer to movie, devil. But I'm not going to.
Yeah, because it's there. That girl who's... Oh, duh. Charlie Sheen.
I don't know why I checked
my... My phone's ringing.
I checked my phone and it's off.
Yeah, I will say Charlie Sheen movie. Or TV show.
Oh.
Well,
I'm out. He's out.
That's you.
I'm out. I would have a field day with this.
Hot Shots.
Ah.
Oh.
Ooh.
What? Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
A movie.
Oh, man, I could have.
Okay.
I want to keep it going.
That would have been a back and forth for a little bit.
All right. Ooh.
Oh.
Was that two different movies?
Maybe.
I have no idea. Think out loud.
No, it totally was the same movie. I'm pretty sure. Platoon.
There you go.
Cast.
That's the one with Martin Sheen movie.
Rough. No, wait. Hold on.
I feel like it's already been thrown into the world.
I've locked it in, so if you...
I'm going to go with Bluff. I don't remember him in Platoon.
Oh, boy. Was it both of the Sheens or just one Sheen?
It was both.
I didn't think Martin Sheen was in that.
I'm
really
30% certain, and otherwise it'll just keep going anyway.
I know someone else who's in that movie.
Because I was basing it off of the spoof that they did in Hot Shots Part Deux. Where they go by and they both do the comment, "I loved you in Wall Street." It was just
God,
horrible and funny, but it was.
I haven't seen Platoon in fucking
haven't
years.
Seen it. So I did go out on a limb here. It's on Netflix, so it's there. But
last time I saw Platoon, it was on like the Channel 9 Saturday afternoon movies, and my dad was like, "Platoon."
Okay.
We were watching the Twins game. What just happened?
Survey says.
Yeah, I kind of. I guessed.
Was he a director?
No.
I thought he was in that one too.
He might have been a producer, but there was another really big name in that movie.
Was it Martin Sheen or Charlie Sheen? I mean, I'm safe.
Oh,
now,
I know what I did wrong. I did the other one that's within that same. Logic. I was thinking of Apocalypse Now, not
there
Platoon.
And he is an Apocalypse
okay.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm not insane.
See, that's why I said 30%. Okay. 30% sure.
He is definitely an Apocalypse Now.
Wow.
I was just sitting there going,
"Well, then you're up, sir."
Yeah. So it's Platoon to
cast.
You.
Dave stares blankly into space.
Or yes, use the bathroom. It's
pondering.
I do actually use the bathroom. That came about when the producers was going around.
Pondering his life.
You do know
existence.
Another one, right?
I do.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be bad if he admitted no, because then he could just call his bluff and end it.
I really have to be.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely know.
I think a couple people have actually answered honestly. To that a couple times, like, oh,
that is quite the loophole, by the way, though, that if, like, I'm sitting here, like, if you didn't know and he just said an answer, you could totally just play off of it.
Yeah, that's what makes it kind of fun, because people are just like, yeah,
oh,
sure, of course
Dolph
he was
Lundgren.
In it.
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Or her.
Dolph Lundgren, movie.
Dolph Lundgren.
He's been in many movies. He'll crush you. With a 10,000 pounds of pressure.
In a high-tech lab.
Which I never understood, because that was not a high-tech lab at all.
It was high-tech for Russia.
I'm going to go for the kill shot and say that you're bluffing.
Okay. I'm pretty positive he was in Platoon, but I may be
Katie,
wrong.
Katie, check it out.
Producer Katie.
No one.
Because this claims a winner, can
D-O-L-P-H.
I say mine? Because this would claim a winner at this point, right?
Yes, it would.
You're both out.
Yep. So either way,
so, yeah,
Johnny Depp in his first few roles.
Oh, really? Wow.
No, I typed in Platoon.
It's like the first part of Dolphin, but
it is
just Dolph.
Oh, there's such a great list here, too. Oh, man.
There's a ton of people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I get a point.
Yep.
Yeah, Johnny Depp would have been my answer.
Yeah. Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Among others.
That was my standby in case it came to that.
So
Dolph Lundgren's been in every fucking army movie.
Basically. So Adam got that point, and I think we have time for one more point.
Okay.
So who?
Yep.
I was out first.
You were out first, so.
Because I suck.
You start, and I believe it comes my way? Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I was thinking about something.
He wasn't in the Avengers.
Yes,
he was.
He was in the Marvel Universe.
He is in the Marvel Universe.
Phase one.
Yes.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Hey, but I'm kind of there. Answer.
Yeah.
I'm throwing out haymakers.
Answer me.
I get what you're going for. You're welcome. I will say Silence of the Lambs cast.
What's that? I haven't seen that.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Shun.
I know what the poster is. It's so iconic. But, and I've seen the clip of him doing the famous fava beans and nice Chianti line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, their damn Chiantis.
But who else was in that movie?
The big thing that you just did is you brought this back about a decade.
A little bit.
Yes.
Was it? I'm probably wrong. Yeah, there's no answer. I'm going to say it anyway.
Laughing!
This can't be right. Or here's my answer.
Maybe I'm just leading you to call my bluff when actually I'm 100% confident that it was...
Either way, I win because I have to be. It was...
Michelle Pfeiffer movie?
Bluffing.
Was it Michelle Pfeiffer? Producer Katie?
No.
I'm going to say no.
I know who it was.
Okay.
So Adam's out, and it goes to cast to Dave.
Say an answer.
Sorry, I've been debating about it, but now my mind just went blank because I got all excited because I thought I could be. Damn it! Is your mind blank because you don't know?
No, my mind's blank because I have to pee. I've had to pee since the producers. Sorry.
Ow. Ow.
There, I'm in my mic. Suck it.
Dave, say something.
Billy Connolly.
Oh my God.
Movie.
Bluff.
Boondock Saints.
Jodie Foster. Movie.
Okay, so now it's us doing Jodie Foster movies. So I will say...
please bring this back recent.
Recent? Oh. Okay.
Don't stay in the 90s.
Because I was gonna send it back further. I was going to go back further, but...
Do that.
No, it's...
Because it is down to you two. We are implementing the 45-second rule.
It's true.
Starting as soon as you say something.
Say something.
Yep.
So... okay, I can't do this in a nice way because even if it does end, that's okay. I'm going to say Taxi Driver cast.
Is that a different movie than Taxi?
Taxi was a TV show.
Taxi Driver was a movie?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say... Oh my God. It's not who I think it is in my head. Oh, shit.
20 seconds.
Yep. Robert De Niro movie.
You were right.
I was going to say Jack Nicholson, but I was like, that's not right.
Yeah. Okay, Dan.
So, Robert De Niro. So, I will say the Rocky and Bullwinkle movie cast.
Huh?
That one was more of a spike just to wrap things up, but
oh shit.
Brendan Fraser movie.
I don't think he was in it. I think that he was in the Looney Tunes one, but
are you calling me out or no?
Yes, I am. I want to see.
That was my total guess, you know.
Doesn't
Yes, he was in that, but I figured if anyone was in a movie besides...
Which originated on the Rocky and Bullwinkle show.
Yes. Yeah, it's like Jason Alexander and Rene Russo and...
It was a weird fucking cast.
Keenan and Kel were in that.
Yep.
Among others. But yeah,
Talking black guys, yeah.
So yeah, that was a spike, but that was just to wrap things up so that we could move on to plugs if either of you have some... Curtis, since you were in...
I'll go second.
You'll go second. Okay.
Okay.
Dave, what do you have to plug? What's going on Friday or thereafter?
Well, coming up, not this Friday, but the following Saturday at the St. Paul Fairgrounds. There is the MNCBA Fall Con, which is going on, which is one of our local comic conventions going on. Mindwave Comics will be representing. Joel Vollmer and myself have a table that we will be sharing.
Cool.
And we will be rocking it. Joel has a couple con exclusives. It'll be the second convention, but the Minnesota debut for Totem Issue 1. So stop on by, get your exclusive Issue 1s of Totem. There's less than 50 left of the first print run.
Cool.
So that's coming up. And beyond that, follow me on Twitter at Dave Wheeler or at Mindwave Comics, or like the Facebook page of Mindwave Comics. Adam Erdman, the wonderful co-host of the Buffering Podcast, is also one of our assistant head editors.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever we have stuff for him, he's assistant head editor / Table Monkey. He's a wonderful fan. But yeah, so, yeah, I swear to God, if you start throwing poop, I am body slamming you through the fucking table next time.
I have standards.
They're low.
So many jokes, so little time. Anyways, but yeah, Fall Con out at the State Fairgrounds, October 6th, at the Education Building. So
Joel was trying to figure out which building it was in.
Yeah, it's no longer at the Grandstand. The Grandstand is for Spring Con only. So yeah, stop on by, say hey. I might try and rope Adam into coming and chilling out at the table.
Yeah, I should be there one of the days. And
yeah, yeah. So, well, it's only one day. Yeah. It's Saturday. It's only one day.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, come one, come all
to Falcon.
Cha cha.
Curtis, how about you?
Hey, my turn. All right, yeah. There's many people, and by many, I mean two, maybe three people in this room now. I'm the head speech coach at Edina High School.
Oh, yeah.
So we're busy reamping kind of the image of the team and kind of redoing stuff. So we've officially stepped into the Twitter sphere. So we'd love people to come out and follow us and check on how, you know, team's doing and updates and maybe see some cool twit pics and whatnot. We just love the support. So that's at Edina, E-D-I-N-A, speech, S-P-E-E-C-H, no space in there. So at Edina Speech on Twitter. Otherwise, you can follow me, myself, and I at Hunt the Big Bear. No spaces between anything on Twitter, or find me on Facebook at Curtis James. And there's a cool nickname in there. If you find me, you find me. Other than that, that's kind of all I really got.
Well, and St. Thomas football.
Oh, St. Thomas football. Yeah, let's plug them in real quick. St. Thomas football. Obviously, I'm a player there. Play for St. Thomas football. We're 3-0 right now, going into our game against Carleton. Homecoming will be in 3 weeks against Bethel, which should be a big game. If anyone's in the area and wants to catch a football game, you know, with you, your kids, or yourself, or your girlfriend, or your best friend, whatever it may be, Bethel is a. It'll be a good game. You know, high atmosphere. Two really good teams, top 10 teams in the country. It should be at that point. Pending nobody loses or wins, if things kind of stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it should be good stuff.
Perfect.
Check it out.
Adam, how about you?
Wow, okay. The last weekend at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival is this weekend. Festival Friday should be going on as we release this episode.
Yes.
So Saturday, Sunday are your last opportunities to go this year. The weather is supposed to be lovely, so do come out.
Shamrocks and shenanigans this weekend.
Yes, oh aye. And you can see the court revelers.
Huzzah.
At
Huzzah.
Chateau.
I guess.
At Chateau Vino at 11:15.
Huzzah.
There you go.
At the Chateau Vino, 11:15. And the Queen's Pub at 2:30. And the Queen's Pub again at 5 o'clock. And you can also check out the Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
On the internet at the Court Revelers.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
.com.
Zaha.
But don't type the huzzah part. Huzzah. And you can also find me on Twitter.
Huzzah.
At A-D-A-M-E-R-D-M-A-N-N. That's my name.
Have you started doing anything with that yet?
I might post something. I'm just waiting.
Someday.
Just waiting on followers for the...
Dude, you and me both, brother.
tweet for every follower from here on out, maybe. But let's see. At Adman... Well, Adman7 on Last.fm is my handle, and you can find out what I've been listening to lately via that. And I should have an update posting there really, really soon. Yeah, and I do intend to start posting things on Twitter more, things that I find that are interesting, that are buffering relevant. So yeah, in all seriousness, I will be posting there again soon.
For real, real.
But yeah, I think that's all I've got for now. Dan, what do you got?
I don't have dates for any of these things, but I'm looking forward to a number of comedians who are coming to town through Acme or other things. I know Doug Benson's coming back in the next month or so. Arch Barker is coming through. Pete Holmes will be at the Cedar Cultural Center, I believe, and going to check that out. So lots of comedy coming through. Definitely worth. Dave, yes?
Oh, sorry. On a comedy note, actually, mid-October, they're up in Duluth, Minnesota. The Rubber Chicken Factory or Rubber Chicken Theater Group is putting on Evil Dead the Musical up in Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
They upped the splatter zone.
Interesting.
Yeah, huzzah. For the first couple of shows, yes. Huzzah, indeed. You get a free t-shirt or something. It's neat. It's a great show. So, yeah, sorry.
So, lots of comedy to check out in the coming month or so. Other than that, I don't think I have nothing springing to mind right away. So, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. Oh, I remember what I was going to plug. We're going to be doing articles on the website on bufferingpodcast.com, so make sure to check that out so that you can see what Adam and I are finding news-wise that won't be on the show. So check that out. And yeah, that's it. So thank you both for being on the 53rd episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad that you got to the bathroom on time.
Me too.
Did you smile for that photo?
No.
Good.
I had a really sassy pose, but then he said thank you and I had to say you're welcome. Football face.
Just get him to take the picture. And thank you everybody.
You
for,
it yet?
Thank you everybody for listening, and we will see you next week.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
See ya. All bye. Right.
Thank you guys. Bye. Bye.